This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 10th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. Your privacy is on the chopping block, but there is some hope for reform. From the proliferation of law enforcement drones to government eavesdropping on your phone calls and emails, the calls for reform still continue. Ted Poe, a Republican congressman from Texas, argues that warrant rules should apply to new technologies as they have to old technologies. We spoke this week. In terms of reasserting privacy rights for Americans, especially in the realm of digital privacy, new technology has allowed the government to surveil us in all sorts of ways. Where do you think the low-hanging fruit is?
The problem is that the federal government finds any excuse it can to eavesdrop, snoop, or spy, whichever of those you want to use, on Americans, all in the name of we have to protect you from bad guys. And so government tries to use the fear tactic of security and safety in an effort to find information, which I think in many cases is a clear violation of the spirit and the principles and the written word of the Fourth Amendment.
So in terms of the low-hanging fruit, for a long time we've had this idea, the third-party doctrine, which is essentially once you give your information to someone else, anyone else effectively, that you've lost your Fourth Amendment interest in keeping that information secret. Do you think that that is likely to go away anytime soon?
Well, I don't agree with that principle, although there are many who think that that is a principle. But I personally do not think that that you send information to a party. The person you send the information to, that is one issue, what they can do with it. The problem is the third party, which is the government, coming in and seizing that information that was confidential or between two other individuals, the government not being a party to that conversation, wanting that information and obtaining that information without the consent of the person who received it or without the consent of the person who sent it and without the knowledge of either person. There lies the problem.
With respect to drones, you've written about this and have put up legislation on this as well. Obviously, police agencies are drooling at the prospect of being able to make use of this new technology. Where does that stand now for state, local, federal agencies, and what efforts are there to sort of rein that in?
Currently, the FAA administrative agency determines who may and may not obtain a drone in the United States and for what purpose. The FAA should not have this responsibility. Congress should make the rules, not the FAA, on who gets a drone and who doesn't get a drone. Their bureaucracy, their reasoning to me is arbitrary on who may use a drone and who may not. That's why Congress must weigh in on this issue, not wait for the courts. Congress must weigh in on this and protect the Fourth Amendment right of privacy and do two things. And I've introduced legislation, bipartisan with Zoe Lofgren, to establish the general rule. You want to use a drone in America. If you're law enforcement, you have to get a warrant, which is the general rule for law enforcement anyway. Certainly, there are exceptions to that, the emergency situation, the disaster situation. Then if you're a private individual, the general rule will be you cannot use a drone over somebody else's property without their consent. And those two general principles we've put in the American Privacy Act to have some control over the disbursement of drones in the United States. Law enforcement certainly wants to use drones. There are some legitimate reasons why law enforcement should be able to use a drone, high-speed chase, chasing some bad guy, certainly. But just for the general rule of surveillance on Americans, they should get a warrant if they want to do that. And then controlling private individuals from snooping and spying on Americans We need legislation to do that. So we should take the lead. Congress take the lead, establish the standards. Everybody knows what the standards are. I've had conversations even with my sheriff in Houston that he won't use drones because he doesn't know what the standard is. So let everybody know the standard. The standard is going to be the same. General rule, you get a warrant to use a drone on Americans. If you're a private individual, you have to have consent of the person that you are surveilling, or you cannot use a drone.
The Supreme Court recently found 9-0 that if police want to search your phone for certain digital information, they will do as police have done for every other personal property, which is to get a warrant. Do you think there's a high likelihood that courts will apply that logic going forward?
I certainly hope they do. I think the Supreme Court certainly ruled the correct way that you get a warrant if you want to find out what someone has been doing with their phone, whether they're texting or calling or receiving calls. Get a warrant. The Supreme Court says that's without that, you're violating the Fourth Amendment. However, I don't think that we should wait for the Supreme Court to rule on drone technology, for example, private or the use by law enforcement. That takes too long. We should set the standard. Congress should set the expectation of privacy standard, pass legislation to do that, and then everybody is on notice of it. If we don't do it, we leave it up to the FAA, a bureaucracy, to decide who should get a drone. And then there will be court cases years from now on whether or not the use of the drone that was decided by the FAA was in violation of the Constitution or not. So I think the Supreme Court probably would rule in our favor if we didn't have legislation, but let's have legislation and not wait until drones are already in the skies.
Now, you mentioned the FAA has jurisdiction to make those kinds of determinations about who gets drones for what purpose, but I think most people don't really understand that administrative agencies of all kinds are quite like being able to make up their own rules for all sorts of things, and surveilling Americans is probably no different.
That's exactly correct. As you said, the FAA is supposed to be the agency that determines whether some other agency or individual is permitted to have a drone. Without those rules, we don't know what other agencies are doing, there certainly needs to be some standard. But the standard should not be set by the bureaucrats. The standard should be set by Congress with emphasis on protection of the Fourth Amendment.
When I spoke with Justin Amash on the National Security Agency, we talked a little bit about the fact that James Clapper, President Obama's Director of National Intelligence in March of last year, lied to Congress when he said there was effectively no broad-scale collection of Americans' information. We know more now than the public knew at the time, and we've just learned from the Washington Post that a president-elect was among the selectors that the NSA could use for tracking. First of all, first question, should James Clapper be prosecuted? And second question, what do you make of the fact that the president himself was a selector for surveillance?
It shows that the NSA, unfortunately, like many other law enforcement agencies, will push the law to the limit on what they can do and what they cannot do. And if they are in doubt on whether or not they can do something, they will do it and claim the law says they can. As a former judge, I saw that with law enforcement down in Texas. They would stretch the law as far as they could, giving them, they would claim, the legal authority to do whatever they were doing, such as a search. The NSA violated the Patriot Act. They are still under violations of the law in that they have not only seized information, but they have still kept that information, all in the name of national security. When the Undersecretary of the Justice Department testified in our Judiciary Committee, I asked him this question: how many people have been prosecuted based upon this massive mega data collection by the NSA? He finally said, maybe one. So it's not even true that national security is being protected by this massive amount of data collection. In spite of that, it is still a violation of the law. People who have violated the law certainly should be, I think, prosecuted for violations of the law. And Congress must weigh in on this issue and make the law so very clear to the NSA and all other government agencies who are in the spying business that you can't do it. You cannot spy on Americans. And the only exception would be if you can convince a judge based on probable cause to get a warrant.
And with respect to Mr. Clapper lying to the Senate?
Well, I think he certainly should be investigated for that, either he and see where the chips may fall on that. You can't lie to Congress, the Senate or the House. That's against the law. It's a violation of the law. It's a crime.
Ted Poe is a Republican congressman from Texas. You can watch Tuesday's forum on warrant requirements for collecting Americans' data. That's at our website, cato.org.